8:57, 67 degrees. Time for a quick check of the markets on this Thursday morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian, and it's nice to be able to say the grain market's higher this morning. We haven't been able to say that for, it seems like, a very long time. This is the last day of the marketing year for corn and soybeans, so I think that's kind of an important high water mark. Right now, we're seeing the corn market up as much as 2¾ back months, only up a penny or a penny and a quarter, with the December futures at 348, that's up 2.5 cents. The March at 360.5 is up 2¼. The bean market's leading the advance. We continue to see good export interest in beans, even though the export bookings for the week last week weren't all that exciting. We continue to see China and or unknown destinations buy beans with 132,000 metric tons bought by unknown destinations this morning. The November beans are at 941¾. That's 8.5 higher, with the Jan beans at 951¼, up 8.5. We only saw one delivery against the September bean contract. There was talk that there would be more than that. We had more substantial corn deliveries, 844 contracts delivered against September. The wheat market, again, is higher. We haven't been able to say that on a regular basis for a while. Up 4 cents in the nearby months, with the deferred months only up 2. The December Chicago wheat is 433¼, up 3.5, with the new crop July at 480¾, up 2¼. The meal market is helping support the beans today, while the bean oil is just about 14 to 15 cents higher. On the livestock side of things, Brian, it looks like we're off to a little bit better start. Keep in mind that the October live cattle and the October feeders go off the board today, so that could be kind of a little bit of a jolt to this market. However, right now we see the October live cattle and nickel higher at 106.17, with the September feeders at 144.05. That's 30 cents higher. On the hog market, we're up anywhere from 85 to 30 cents. With the December live hogs at 58.07, that's 87 cents higher. We did see support for the U.S. dollar this morning from a good GDP report. Right now, we see the dollar up 16 cents, just shy of 9,300 in the nearby months. We continue to see crude oil try to work its way higher. That probably spells good news for the ethanol industry, too, with gasoline prices up as well. The nearby crude is at $46.60. That's up 63 cents right now. Metals market on the gold and silver a little higher, with platinum and palladium lower. But this market acts today like it wants to see a little bit of a rebound. That may be partially due to end-of-the-month position squaring. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. And we heard Ellen's update this morning on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 67 degrees.